Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Nice to see you all back for another visit to the Grooveyard. And if it's your first time, welcome. I know you will enjoy the music. We've two from Elvis Costello, one from Tony Joe White, Donovan and Ace of Base. We've some rock and roll and also some dub poetry from Vinton Kwesi Johnson. But first, we're going up to the first floor in the elevator. Elevator from Grapefruit, a single released in 1968. The band was signed to Apple after the managing director of Apple Publishing teamed George Alexander with John Perry and Jeff and Pete Swetnam. George Alexander's real name was actually Alexander Young. He's the older brother of the Easy Beats George and also Malcolm and Angus Young from AC/DC. Their records were released on RCA because Apple hadn't started its own label. And they got their name from John Lennon after a book that Yoko Ono had written. Surprisingly, that single did not become a hit. Going over to the left field now for a song that the White Stripes released as a single, but was actually recorded first by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band on their Blue Jeans and Moonbeams album in 1974, Party of Special Things to Do.
The Camel wore a nighty. In the party of special things to do. When the stiff winds blow, the flag don't wiggle. In the party of special things to do. I met the ace of love. She took me to her plantation. Was in love without separation. In the party of special things to do. It could happen to me, it could happen to you. I met the ace of love. She said, I want you to go to a party of special things to do. Cousins will get along with you. Watch out for the mirror man and elixir.
party of special things to do.
It wasn't hard to find Elixir Sue. I met all the cards, the wild cards, the one-eyed Jill, the red queen. She turned her head, you know what I mean. She turned it back and said, I got a brand new game I wanna lay on you. I met you all at the party of special things to do. When I wasn't done, I was far from through. I returned to the Ace of Love, now wouldn't you? Special things to do. The camel wore a nightie at the party. The special things to do.
Party of special things to do from Captain Beefheart and his magic band. To the Blue Oyster Cult now, and a track from their album Mirrors, released in 1979, Doctor Music. The Cult with Doctor Music, and to the first of our Elvis Costello numbers. In 1989, Costello released a vinyl single and also one of those small 3-inch CDs. You remember them? On them was a cover of a song originally recorded by Dee Dee Warwick in 1963 and a hit for the Swingin' Blue Jeans in 1964. You're no good. No Good from Elvis Costello off his 1989 single, and also included on it was the next song as the A-side, Veronica.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. She used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eyes. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Twofer for you there. First up was Elvis Costello with Veronica, and we followed that with Ronnie Spector and Why Don't They Let Us Fall in Love. That was released under the name Veronica in 1964. It's a good example of Phil Spector's wall of sound production technique. And before you ask, yes, Ronnie was married to Phil. Time for some blues now, and a track from the marvellous collection of British music made between 1967 and 1972 called Feeling All Right. John Mayall's Blues Breakers and Suspicions, Part 1.
I'm going crazy.
John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and they have Suspicions, to 1988 and a track from Ian Dury and the Blockheads called You're My Baby off the album Mr. Love Pants.
Every day I look at you, and every day there's something new about you. When I look into your eyes, there's many things I recognize about you. Every time I hold your hand, I'm learning how to understand about you. Got more than love enough to spare, and I'm not going anywhere without you. You're my baby. You're my baby. You're my baby. You're my baby. Come excursions or alarms, I'll be there to put my arms around you. The joy I get to see you smile, there'll be gladness all the while around you. Proudly at your beck and call, I'll make sure that love is all around you. Loving you is purity, blankets of security surround you. You're my baby. You're my baby. You're my baby. You're my baby. Every day I look at you, and every day there's something new about you. Got more than love enough to spare, and I'm not going anywhere without you. You're my baby. 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 You're my baby.
Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and You're My Baby. A little dollop of doo-wop from the Heartbeats, who are better known for their number 52 US hit, A Thousand Miles Away. But apparently they're a bit closer now, only 500 miles to go.
Telegrams, cablegrams, all of them say,
ah,
I hope to be with you, my darling. Summer day on my knees, dear, I pray, please forgive me, dry your eyes, that I had to say bye-bye. I hope to be with you very soon. You be the bride, I'll be the groom. Cross your fingers and look above. I'll be at home, I swear my love.
halfway home, my darling. 500 miles left to go. If you wait for me, my dear head, I'll swim the sea, crawl through the snow, hope to be with you very soon. Please wait for me. You be the bride, I'll be the groom. Cross your fingers and look above. I'll be home. I'll swear my love.
Telegrams, cablegrams,
when I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Shoes for those two. 500 miles to go from the Heartbeats, followed by the Scottish duo Craig and Charlie Reid, known to us all as the Proclaimers, and I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles. Tony Joe White is next with a classic piece of swamp rock from his album Black and White, released in 1966, Willie and Laura Mae Jones.
Willie and Laura Mae Jones were our neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. We worked in the fields together and we learned to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have time to think about another man's color. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another shack. Sit out on the front porch in the evening when the sun went down. Willie would play and Laura would sing and the children would dance around. And I'd bring over my guitar and we'd play into the night. And every now and then Willie would grin and say, boy, you play all right. And that made me feel so good. Lord, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. That was another place and another time. I remember we'd hitch up the mules when Saturday rolled around. We'd always stop by Willie's house and say, do y'all need anything from town? And he'd say, no, but why don't y'all stop on your way back home? And I'll get Laura Mae bugs and corn bones, you know they're good. Oh, oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. Rolled past our land and took back what they'd given. And we all knew we'd have to move if I was gonna make a living. So we all moved off and we went our separate ways. And it sure was hard to say goodbye to Willie and Laura Mae Jones. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. Yes, it was, but that was another place and another time. The years rolled past our door, and we heard from them no more. Till I saw Willie downtown the other day. I said, y'all stop by tonight, and we can sit down and eat a bite. We'd love to see your children's and Laura Mae. He shook his head real slow and spoke with his eyes so kind. This is another place and another time. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. No, the cotton was high and the corn was going fine. That was another place and another time. But that was another place and another town. Good God.
The story of Willie and Laura Mae Jones from Tony Joe White. I was delving through the D section the other day and came across an album by Donovan called Barabba Jaggle. It was released in 1969 in the USA and everywhere else apart from the UK due to contractual issues. On the album is this wonderful song, Super Lungs, My Supergirl.
Whenever there's a scene, she's always hanging around. She's so naive and innocent, stares at you with awe. She's only 14, but she knows how to draw.
Super Lungs, My Supergirl from Donovan. And if you've not heard that album, it's worth chasing it down. Alexis Corner's band, CCS, next with a single from 1970. It's a cover of the John Lee Hooker song, Boom Boom.
Hey, woman. got my eyes on you. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. Boom, 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 boom. Biggest gun in town. Hey, 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 woman. I got my mind on you.
John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom, done big band style by CCS. The other side of that single had a cover of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love. Time for that rock and roll now, and down to Memphis we go, and to the Sun Records studio at 706 Union Avenue, where in 1956 Sam Phillips recorded Warren Smith doing the Ubangi Stomp.
I rocked in Memphis, it was all the same. Till I rocked to Africa and I rolled off the ship and seen them natives doing an odd-looking skip. I parted the weeds and looked over the swamp and I seen them cats doing the Ubangi Stomp. Ubangi Stomp with the rock and roll beats anything that's ever been told. The Ubangi Stomp, the Ubangi style, when it hits, it drives a cool cat wild. Chief, he invited me in. He said, hey, big jam session about to begin. He handed me a tom-tom, I picked up that beat. That crazy thing sent shivers to my feet. I rocked and I rolled and I skipped with a smile. I done the Ubangi Stomp, Ubangi style. Rocking time where the chief's daughter made. I was making good time and getting in the know when Captain said, son, we gotta go. I said, that's all right, you go right ahead. I'm on a Ubangi Stomp till I roll over dead.
Rock and roll in the Groove Yard.
Say, mama, can I go out tonight? Say, mama, will it be all right? They got a rockin' party going down the street. Say, mama, can't you hear that beat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Say, mama, don't you look that way. I call and know just what you're going to say. Well, mama, well, don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, go ask your dad. Don't you look that way. Mama, know just what you're going to say. Well, then, mama, well, then, don't get mad. You're gonna say, hey, hey, go ask your dad. Whoa, 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 whoa.
say, mama, can I go out tonight? Say, mama, will it be all right? They got a rockin' party going down the street. Say, mama, could you get happy?
And roll double play from Warren Smith with Ubangi Stomp, followed by Gene Vincent from 1958 and Say Mama. To that dub poetry now. In case that term is new to you, it was coined by Linton Kwesi Johnson and describes the use of a reggae rhythm as a backdrop to spoken Jamaican poetry. Here is Linton Kwesi Johnson with a track from his 1979 album Forces of Victory. It's a poem about a young man who gets beaten by the Metropolitan Police in London. Sonny's Letter. Anti-sus poem.
Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for a bus, not causing no fuss, when all on a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, all of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing, and him not a thief, not even a button. Jim start to wriggle, the police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and do nothing. So me juke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat him to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus, them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret, don't get depressed and down hearted. Be of good courage, till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
Sonny's Letter, anti-sus poem from Linton Kwesi Johnson. To something a bit brighter now, from 1992 comes Swedish band Ace of Base and their big worldwide smash, All That She Wants.
talks to you won't talk forever.
Ace of Base and All That She Wants brings us to that time again where we have to leave the Grooveyard. Thank you all for coming, and remember there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century. And I leave you with another track from that Feeling Alright compilation. It's from the UK blues band Chicken Shack, and it's called San Jose, which is spelt S-A-N-H-O-Z-A-Y.
Thank you.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Groove Yard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.